My name is Corey Beck. I'm the director of winemaking at Francis Ford Coppola Winery.
So how long have you been coming to Food and Wine?
It's about our 10th year, and I'll tell you, it's one of those events that you put on the calendar and you just cannot miss it.
What is it about this event?
I think it attracts all of the trade, the top trade throughout the country. You get all of the national account buyers. You have all of the wholesalers here in one spot. Plus, then, all the great wines. You throw in the chefs as well, and it's a match made in heaven.
As for Francis Ford Coppola wine, I mean, I would say that most people know Mr. Coppola from his film career. How do you introduce his wine career?
Well, it's interesting. So Francis actually got his start in the wine business in 1975. So long before most of these other people getting in the wine business. And it's great with Francis because it's a labor of love, and that's why he got into the business. And now we continue. And it's great because it also gives Francis a platform for his creative side and new labels and new wines and designs. And it really is pretty spectacular.
I know that it's sort of an offering out of all the many things that he does. I know that he has publications, obviously very busy in helping other writers and filmmakers get established. So this is just, you see it as another artistic outlet.
I do. And, you know, one of the things, I've been with the winery now for 15 years, and one of the things I learned early on about Francis, he said, you know what, if I'm going to do something in my life to make money, I'm going to do something that I enjoy. And so he always gets into things that it's a passion, like wine. We have the food business with the restaurants, the resort business, and, of course, his film career. So it's all things that he gets into. It's a labor of love, and he doesn't view it as work. It's really a passion.
Over that time that you've been with the company, how have you seen wine evolve, and specifically being working with Mr. Coppola?
It's been great because Francis has been much more involved as we've gotten bigger with the blends, with the artistic side of things. He is a person, he's a very simple palate where we have our Tuesday night wine, we call it, our Rosso, and then we also have our expensive wine, which is Archimedes, which is a high-end red blend. So it has evolved from your everyday Tuesday wine to something a little more special, and that's been very exciting.
What are some of the recent things or some of the stuff that you're showing this time?
So this year we're coming out with our new Sophia Chardonnay. Sophia is Francis's daughter. We made a wine for her, a sparkling wine, about 15 years ago for her wedding. And this brand has slowly grown, and now we're introducing a Chardonnay in this line. We also have our Director's Cut wine, which is a label that wraps around the bottle twice. We have a Sauvignon Blanc that we're introducing with this as well.
If someone is, I mean, obviously, if you're coming to Food and Wine, you probably have an interest in both of the two title items. But if you're just a novice, you know, you're someone out there and you're like, you know, there's a lot of wines. I go to the store, there's a lot on the shelf. How do you sort of start? Where do you go?
You know, that's a great question. I think that the first thing is that people are looking at is that, are you looking for a red or a white? So you've said, okay, let's just take argumentative sake, say it's a white. Then the next thing is packaging. I think that with packaging today, more than ever, the innovation of packaging, I mean, we have, you know, we make a wine in a can. You see wine in boxes. You see wine in kegs these days. So innovation is really, really catching. And I think packaging, more than ever, is becoming really, really influential. And so that's where we feel like we really strive, because Francis is so creative.
You know, the thing that's interesting about wine, and coming from a Scottish background, obviously Scotch and whiskey and all that is also, it seems to be a place that at times some people are like, oh, you know, that can get into snobbery. How do you keep it accessible for all kinds of folks?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think we call it the intimidation factor. And so that's where we feel as a winery, we offer many different kind of tiers of wines with price points. And I go back to that everyday Rosso wine that we have, and that's where Francis is. I mean, Francis is the first one to even, you just tried our Clarita, right? Which is a little bit of lemon sorbet and our Claret. So, you know, trying to break down those barriers and not make it so kind of snobbery, as you were saying.
I'm going to try something here. Maybe people have done this with you before, but I want to see what you think if we can kind of cross the two main streams that Mr. Coppola is known for, the film business and the wine business.
Yeah, so crossing those that's a very good point. So we have a new winery that we've just finished renovation last year up in Geyserville called the Francis Ford Coppola Winery. And it's a place where Francis built a very large entertainment center, a swimming pool, cabanas. We have a place where we portray all of his Oscars. And so this is a place where people can come and just relax for the day. They can look at the movie memorabilia. They can have a pizza. They can have a glass of wine, have a great meal. So that's where Francis has made these crossroads really, really work.
So here's the cross-pollination between the two.
So
I've got it. I'm going to give you a title of a film, and then maybe you can give me a pairing that would go with said film.
Okay, so give me the title of the film.
The Godfather.
So you want a pairing with this, like wine and food, correct? So Godfather, I would say for us, we have this wine called Cinema, which is in our director's cut. It's a blend. It's a very high-profile wine with structure and weight. And we make a dish at the winery called Rack of Lamb Madambali. The lamb and that cinema go extremely well together.
Okay, smaller film between the two Godfather films, The Conversation. Little film, Gene Hackman.
Oh, that's absolutely. That was what Francis to this day feels like that's some of his best work. And I would say because of the nature of that film, I would have to say that we make the Sophia Chardonnay that we do, which is a little mysterious, where we blend a little bit of Pinot Blanc in, and then pairing that with something on the seafood side of things.
Okay, we're going to go a little dark, a little exotic here.
Here we go.
Apocalypse Now.
Oh, boy, Apocalypse Now. That's a great one. I would say for us, we make a reserve wine at the winery. It's a Francis Coppola Reserve Cabernet. And it's the artist is one of Francis's really good friends, Dean Tavolaris. And he did 6 different portraits of people. And this wine has a picture of a gentleman on there that is kind of mysterious looking and not necessarily dark, but it just brings out a lot of different feelings.
So. Okay, musical from the 80s, One from the Heart.
One from the Heart. That's a great question. We actually make a very special bottle. It's an etched bottle that has the One from the Heart label on it, and it is a Cabernet from Alexander Valley. So we have already got that one. Yeah, so we're ahead of you on that. Yeah.
Sounds good. Is there anything that I'm missing that maybe we should pair up?
No, I think that, you know, with the Coppolas, Francis's love for food and wine, and then also, you know, Mrs. Coppola, Eleanor, her love for arts and the creative side, all of those coming together and creating what we have at the Francis Ford Coppola Winery is pretty special.
So as for your time here, I know it's only been a few minutes since the doors opened, but have you seen anything walking around that you see as innovation, little things from, you know, your colleagues?
Yeah, you know, we've got our little friends over here at Govino, they are the plastic cups that have kind of taken, and you talked about breaking down some of those barriers earlier. They've got little wine cups that are plastic that look like glass, but yet they're plastic, and so they're good for a lot of different things. And so they're here showing those off, and we're a big fan of those. We use those at our pool up at the winery.
Well, is there anything you want to add that maybe I forgot to ask you about?
No, I just want to say this is one of the best events in our industry, and I think you'll ask a lot of people, and it brings a lot of great minds together, creative minds, and at the end of the day, it's about food and wine, and we're trying to break down those barriers and just have a fun time.
Thank you for taking the time.
Thanks, Robbie. Appreciate it.